Hello and welcome to Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, the NFL Combine drills have started. We'll give you our thoughts on what these results mean for the upcoming NFL draft. Our guest today will help you get your bracket right for March Madness. And we've got some additional MLB futures to potentially lock in way too early. And of course, we'll round out the show as we always do with some Mox Locks. Time now to welcome in our guest, Kenny Betts Big. Kenny, Friday, how are we feeling?
Feeling pretty good, Katie. College basketball winding down. So, you know, it's probably one of the best times if you're a sports bettor. March Madness right around the corner, right?
It is. And I've been, obviously, I follow you on social. You've been killing it with your CBB bets.
Yeah, it's definitely one of, I feel like I'm reaching my final form if you're into anime. That's what the kids like to say. I definitely have gotten a lot better at finding, you know, just spotting when to take those like sketchy lines. In years past, I would just kind of always fire if it was like a sketchier line or, you know, short dogs. I would just take them regardless. But this year, yeah. I'm in the zone for sure.
In the zone for sure. Okay, we're going to get your take on March Madness coming up. But first, let's start with Mock's thought. So the NFL Combine drills have kicked off. We saw some historic performances from defensive players throughout day one of workouts, like Kalija Kansi, a 280-pound defensive lineman. He ran a 4.67 in his 40. Like, are you kidding? 280 pounds. 280 pounds. I wish I could pronounce his name correctly. And I'm sorry to this man, this 280-pound rocket that would have 4.67. But also, I don't know if you saw yesterday, Noah Smith from Georgia. He ran a 4.3940, and he also jumped a 41.5 vertical. So he's got the speed. He's got the hops. And apparently his 40-yard dash, Kenny, was faster than DeAndre Hopkins, Stephon Diggs, and also Saquon Barkley that ran a 4.40. Like, yeah. What?
What is in the water down in Georgia, right? Because these guys, I feel like they're just getting bigger, stronger, faster. You know, the big guys on the field, they're disrespected sometimes. Like, they're the best athletes out there. You know, to be 280 pounds or 300 pounds and run a 4.5, 4.6, 40, that just shouldn't be happening, right? But these guys, man, they're something.
Yeah, there's something down there in the water. And they just, to be honest, it just seems like such a good program, too. I don't know if you saw the social media clip where all of the players in the Georgia locker room or facility, I don't know, it was like a big TV room, were just cheering on Noah Smith. And it was really cute. And it just seems like they've got a really good program down there, obviously a winning program, but like a good culture as well. So the remaining key positions are coming through today and over the weekend. You got the quarterbacks and wide receivers on Saturday, and then Sunday you got running backs, offensive linemen. I don't know. Have you been watching the combine? You could bet on the combine now. So not on Caesars, unfortunately, but I have been seeing that you could actually bet on the combine. Have you fired off any combine bets? And what do you think that you've seen so far?
I actually was not aware that you could bet on the combine. So no, yes. No, you know, probably better off. No bets for me yet. And did you see the guy from Georgia?
On the draft hard enough. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, did you see the guy from Georgia? He actually came out and said he wasn't even trying. Like, he wasn't even going his fastest, apparently.
Yes. Yes. Do you believe him?
No. To run if you're running a 4.3, 4.4, 40, I feel like you got to be going all out, just trucking along. And the tape looked like he was putting a little bit of effort into it. So I'm calling cap on that one.
Calling cap on that one for sure. Okay, so let's talk about, based on what we've seen so far, and let's look at the number one draft odds. You got Bryce Young, quarterback out of Alabama. He's the favorite, minus 150. Then you got CJ Stroud, quarterback out of Ohio State. Obviously, quarterbacks are always going to be at the top of this list, plus 225. You got Will Anderson, the outside linebacker from Bama, plus 500. Anthony Richardson. You got Will Levis. And then you got Jalen Carter at the end there from Georgia at plus 1,000. Now, Jalen Carter obviously is a very interesting one. And I'm sure that you've heard about this, right? He's just been charged with two misdemeanor counts of reckless driving and racing. Those charges carry a maximum sentence of 12 months in jail, a $1,000 fine in Georgia. He's accused of racing his Jeep against a Ford driven by recruiting staffer Chandler LaCroix that ended up killing LaCroix and offensive lineman Devin Willock. One, I want to know who you think is good, you know, who's going to go number one overall. And two, how do you think that these charges are going to affect Jalen Carter and his prospects, I guess, of getting drafted?
Yeah, so we'll go with number one first. You know, it's looking like Bryce Young. You know, we're not sure what the Bears are going to do. The fact that the Bears are even thinking about trading Justin Fields is mind-boggling because
I don't think they are. I really don't think that they are. I think that there's a lot of talking heads in sports media that are saying that because that would be asinine. I mean, you've got a great quarterback there. You got to get, you know, weapons around him and you got to figure out how to use him the best that you can. But giving up on Fields would be wild.
Yeah, not only did he look so good last year, but I feel like a lot of times these organizations, sometimes they don't make the moves because they don't want to look that bad, right? Can you imagine how bad the Bears would look if they trade Justin Fields, stock up on picks, and Bryce Young turns out to be a huge bust or whoever they pick? The Bears fans would be going insane in Chicago. So, yeah, I don't see that happening either. From all the mock drafts that, you know, I'm following, looking at, it seems like Bryce Young is, you know, the surefire number one pick here. And at minus 150, I don't hate that bet because, you know, you're not really laying crazy juice like when Trevor Lawrence or some of these other guys were projected to be the number one pick. Bryce Young, I just think, is the most pro-ready. He's proven the most in college, right? He's won on the big stage. The only question about him really is just his frame. So I like Bryce Young to go number
short.
One. Yeah. Short and small.
Short and small, which, you know, that's been an issue for Kyler Murray, you know, not being tall enough to see over these guys, to see his target. So that's something that people have to consider. But he is, you know, pretty phenomenal. So I can see him going number one overall. But to your point, too, it's interesting to see what Chicago will do. I don't think they're going to get rid of Fields, but I do think that they're going to trade the first round pick. And then you got to think like, OK, who wants it? Who needs it? And it'll be interesting, though, especially because last year, a quarterback go? When did Kenny Pickett go? Was it the first round? Yeah, it was like the very end of the first round, but he was not.
Yeah, because he had little hands.
Little hands. Now we got a short. We got little everything. Okay, so now what do you think of this Jalen Carter situation out of Georgia?
Obviously, you know, it doesn't even need to be said. It's just an unfortunate turn of events, right, for this guy. But it's the NFL. And talent, you know, we've seen in years past, prevails over almost anything. So I think Jalen Carter will probably still get picked in the top five, top 10 of the draft. He'll go on to have a very nice career. It is in Georgia, so I don't think he'll probably not do jail time. I know you said that was on the table, but it's in Georgia. So, you know, I think maybe he'll get the benefit of the doubt there in the courts. But, yeah, I think Jalen Carter will still go top five, top 10 overall.
I do too. And if this happened like on draft night or a couple days before the draft, I think we would have seen him plummet. There is enough time between the combine and the draft for maybe this dust to settle a little bit more. I think it is worth noting that there are two misdemeanor counts right now, so they're not felonies. Now, he did go in for questioning. Now, if it turns out that his car hit the other car causing death, and maybe those charges can change. But as it stands right now, was it the right thing to do to flee the scene like that or to be drag racing in general? No. I guess we'll have to see how it shakes out. But I tend to agree with you on this one in that we've seen far worse, like Tyreek Hill or Joe Mixon, those kind of things. And there was no problem with them getting into the league. Unfortunately,
Watson.
We're going to take a quick break. And Deshaun Watson didn't have, well, yeah. Well, Deshaun Watson in general, yeah. Don't even get me started on that guy. I am for days on end here. But we are going to take a quick break before we head into Capper's Corner. This is Moxie Betts.
Building the perfect same-game parlay can be time-consuming, but with Quick Picks, the Caesars Sportsbook app does the work for you. Quick Picks are pre-built same-game parlays that turn today's biggest headlines, storylines, and games into bets. They're quick and easy to use, and you can't miss them. They're right on the home screen of the Caesars Sportsbook app. Give them a try, and if you haven't downloaded the app yet, register using the code OMAHAFULL, and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get your stake up to $1,250 back as a bet credit.
Must be 21 or older, offer valid, and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No way to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW YORK or text HOPE-NEW YORK, 467-369. Offer not available in Ohio or Maryland.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Moxie Bets. Time now for Capper's Corner. Let's welcome back in our guest, Kenny Betts Big, our resident bracketologist. Okay, so this is March, Kenny. It does have a nice ring to it. This is March. We got March Madness coming up. We got a lot of tournaments before the big NCAA tournament. You are our college hoop guy, so let's dig into what bettors should be mindful of when placing money on the tournament or even these championship tournaments that are leading up to it. So what do you look for when you're making these bets?
Yeah, so now, what do I look for when deciding, like, the champion, who I'm going to pick to win it all, you're asking there?
Yeah. Yes, we'll start there. Yeah.
Okay. So obviously good coaching, right? Coaching. There's a reason we see a lot of these guys, Tom Izzo, John Calipari, Coach K. There's a reason we see these guys. One, they have the best players, but they're also really good coaches. In March, we all know, anyone who watches March Madness, it can get pretty hectic and pretty crazy very quick. So having a good coach that can kind of calm the guys down, very important. Also very good guards. We see in years past where teams who rely primarily on like a big man don't tend to do as well in the tournament. So teams like Baylor, who have very good strong guard play, Villanova always did well in the tournament because they had good guards, good coaching. I look for things like that when I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to key in on to win it all.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I was just looking at something from covers.com, same thing, coaching trends. And well, what about defense though? Because I feel like it's always a top 15 defense that wins.
Yeah, usually, if you're betting on any college basketball, you always want to be very familiar with KenPom, which is analytic source. Yeah, so KenPom, usually the teams who trend better and do better in the tournament, they are ranked, you know, top five, top 10 in offensive and defensive adjusted efficiency. So yeah, definitely have to take those things into consideration as well. And that's, you know, people probably are doing those things without knowing they're doing it, right? Because when you look at the, like, Houston is the favorite here to win it all. People are probably going to pick the, you know, the favorites, Houston, Kansas. Those teams generally tend to be the better offensive, defensive teams.
Yeah. Okay. So when we're looking at this, obviously it could change, you know, in the next couple of weeks or so, but Houston is the number one overall, but of course there are multiple one seeds and it typically does go to a one seed, not necessarily all the time. And one seeds have been known to get bounced out in the second round every once in a while in the first round as well. Who do you think, not necessarily your bet, but who do you like at this stage to take it all?
So two teams that I'm really looking at, Baylor, crazy odds on Baylor right now. You can find them at plus 2,000. They won it a couple years ago. They cut down the nets. Like I said, they have good coaching, very good defensive team, and the guards are off the chart. They have three guards who can take over the game at any given time. Keontae George, a freshman, is a little banged up right now, but he's an electric player. He's definitely going to be, you know, a top player at the next level. So a guy like that, you know, crunch time, foul shots, you need those guards because you got to inbound the ball, pressing, you know, making free throws down the stretch. All of those things are so important to advance in March because so many things have to break your way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Houston.
100%.
Houston.
Yeah, it's hard. They're so good. They're just so good on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, hard to. Okay, so let's talk about busted brackets because every year there is. And you got to try to factor in the bracket busters, right? You got to find those Cinderellas. You got to figure out, you know, who could go far. It's a lower seed. But, you know, when building your bracket or even just doing bets in general, what are some tips for bettors with these bracket busters, these lower seeded teams? Like, for instance, you know, the Peacocks last year busted a lot of brackets.
Yes, 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 they did. St. Peter's, New Jersey, stand up, baby.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Include upsets. You know, I can't stress that enough. Yeah. You can't go all chalk. Anyone who's done this before, they know there's going to be some chaos. So I always pick one, usually two, 12-5 upsets. A 12 has advanced in 32 out of the last 36 tournaments. So pretty good odds. Last year, we saw two number 12 seeds advance. So that's one thing I always make sure I do, put a 12 seed over a 5 seed. Don't rely heavy on the number 2 seeds. A number 2 seed has lost in the first or second round in 23 out of the last 25 tournaments. So those 2 seeds, you know, again, people tend to kind of over, put all their stocks into one basket in those, right? Like, again, craziness happens. And don't go all chalk. I say this with anything when it comes to betting. Yeah. You never want to be on the chalk side. But especially in March Madness, don't go all chalk. We've only seen one time in the history of the tournament that all four number 1 seeds have actually made the Final Four. A team seeded 7th or lower has advanced to the Final Four in 8 out of the last 9 tournaments. Last year, we saw UNC make their run. You mentioned the Peacocks. They got pretty close as well. You definitely don't want to go chalk, especially with the Final Four. But usually, you do want to put at least one or two number 1 seeds in that Final Four, right?
Okay, so that's smart. Don't go all chalk for the Final Four when you're building your bracket. Make sure that you factor in upsets. Now, trying to figure out who those upsets are a little hard, but you gave a good tidbit there about the number 12 seed making it pretty far. So if you don't want to go all chalk, especially when you get towards the end, is there like more nuanced bets that you kind of like for March Madness? Is it, are you playing more totals? Are you playing first half bets, first quarter? Like if we're not going all chalk, but we still want to bet on the favorites, how are you attacking that?
Yeah, totals, very good opportunities to attack totals. I'm not a big total bettor, but I definitely tend to ramp up and bet more of them in the tournament just because it's a little tougher to gauge some of these lines, even for the odds makers, because they're not familiar with a lot of these teams playing one another, right? We don't typically see a Kentucky play St. Peter's, right? So
true.
So the lines can be a little softer because sometimes you don't know where to set some of these lines. One thing I like to do, especially if I like the underdog in a game, I like to bet them like first race to 10 or race to 15 points, because a lot of times we'll see these underdogs, they come out, the favorites may be a little sluggish and the underdog will punch him in the mouth, you know, like a 12 seed, they'll come out, yeah, they'll drain a couple threes, maybe a couple quick turnovers. So I like to kind of hedge. If I'm going to take, let's say, I don't know, St. Peter's last year, for example, right? If I was going to bet St. Peter's.
I made so much money on St. Peter's, just firing on them for fun. It was, yeah, just for fun, but I was like, let's go Peacocks. And it was just so, I loved it. Yeah.
And then what were the chances, right? Remember that happened on National Peacock Day? Like,
yes. Yes. Crazy. I remember. And like Moneyline, they were like plus 300 or something. And the only unfortunate thing was that people in New Jersey couldn't bet on the Peacocks. I mean, how much money would have been made? Of course, you could drive across to New York. But yeah, I had so much fun with Peacocks last year.
Yeah, that was there was a lot of craziness around them. I remember that one. That was fun. But yeah. So I think Jeff definitely, you know, the race to 10 is a fun bet because you usually get plus money on that. And even if the even if the underdog, you know, chokes at the end and doesn't win, they start out hot, you'll cash the bet that way. So
I love that. Okay. Speaking of underdogs and, you know, getting punched in the mouth, what are some underdogs that you like to kind of take it far? Maybe not necessarily a Cinderella story like the Peacocks, but someone that's we shouldn't overlook in the tournament.
So I can't promise they're going to get in, but last week on this show with you,
but if they do,
exactly. It's one of those, Villanova and Texas Tech. Mm. Those are two teams who, you know, a little different. Texas Tech in the Big 12, which is, you know, a lot of guys have all, you know, it's pretty much widespread. Like Dickie V has said it. A lot of big college basketball guys have all said the Big 12 this year is arguably one of the best conferences they've ever seen, like from top to bottom. And that's because you have teams like Texas Tech, West Virginia, who are at the bottom of the league, but on any given day, they can beat anyone in the country. I think Texas Tech and Villanova are two interesting teams that if they get in, I think they have a good chance to shake things up and upset some teams for sure. Villanova's trending in the right direction. They've won 6 out of their last 7 games. They get Cam Whitmore back from injury. He was injured early to start the year. They lost Jay Wright last year. So it took a little bit for them to get things going, but they're hitting that stride. So I like Villanova if they get in.
Okay, I love those. And look, you've already given us a lot of interesting tidbits, but is there anything else that bettors should know about the tournament or any kind of tips? Like you said, don't go all chalk for the final four, you know, make sure you factor in some upsets. Of course, the number 12 seed, a lot of times upsets, the number 5 seed, is that how it stacks up?
Yep.
With the brackets, but is there any other tips or anything to just like stay away from when you're building your bracket or just betting the tournament in general?
Yeah. So not necessarily building your bracket, but just, you know, I guess this would be just in general. I guess it would be building your bracket too. Generally, when you're picking the champion, there's a good chance that the winner of everything won their conference tournament. Like last year, Kansas won it all. They also won the Big 12 tournament. You know, so we tend to see that correlation where the team that wins it all, there was a good chance they also won their conference tournament. So, you know, I look to see, we have the conference tournament starting early next week. So keep an eye on some of these teams and how they're performing because, you know, form or, you know, how they're trending and playing together, that all matters, especially right now. Like if a team, let's just say Baylor was super hot to start the year and they're, you know, kind of fizzling, fading down the stretch, you probably don't want to really rely on them to kind of get things going again. Whereas a team who maybe got started slow and now they're kind of figuring things out, really hitting their stride, you know, it's a good time to start betting on them.
You know, and that just brings me back to the 49ers, actually, Kenny, because that's how the 49ers start every year. Very slow, but then they ramp up towards the end and end up going a lot farther than people thought they would. And I bet you didn't think that I could turn this back to a 49ers chat, but I will find a way almost always.
You know, there's one thing I've learned in our years of being friends. You will always find a way to relate it back to the 49ers.
I will. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Okay. All right. So let's pivot here. Not to football. We don't need to talk about the 49ers anymore, but let's talk some MLB futures. So we had Danny on Monday and we did some way too early MLB futures because training camp has, not training camp, that's a football term, spring training has already started for the upcoming season. So what are a couple futures that you are liking right now? And I can tell you what a couple of mine were, but it can be a league outright winner, World Series, prop bets, division winners. What is one that you like even this early?
So I got three for you. Let me just give you one right now.
Let's just do one right now. Let's do one at a time.
So I'm going to go with the Dodgers minus 125 to win the division.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know,
I'm on the Padres.
Padres look stacked, right?
Yes.
This kind of feels, I'm going to relate it to football. It kind of feels like the Chiefs felt coming into this year, where the Chargers, okay, they went out, they mm-hmm. get all these mm-hmm. nice free agent pieces, Khalil Mack mm-hmm. and, you know, Justin Herbert mm-hmm. taking a next step. And everyone kind of wrote the Chiefs off, but they were still the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. Well, Katie, these are still the effing LA Dodgers. And
I know
the Padres are the Padres. So yeah, minus 125 for the Dodgers to win the division feels like a steal. They still have Mookie Betts. They still have Freddie Freeman. They still have good pitching, good coaching. So yeah, give me the Dodgers. The Padres still suck.
Well, all right. Padres still suck is kind of an aggressive statement out of you. And look, I can't argue with anything that you said. I mean, the Dodgers are the Dodgers, and all they do pretty much is win the NL West every single year. And they tend to fall apart a little bit after that. But I do like the value with the Padres at plus 140. I think that they were able to stun the world and certainly the division and the Dodgers with knocking them out of the division series last year. 3-1. It wasn't even like it was that close. So I do think that there may be a little bit of shift in the NL West. I don't think that the Padres are the Dodgers' little brother anymore. And on paper, this team looks great. You got Juan Soto, Tatis Jr., and Machado. That sounds like a fun little dance, actually. And then they've got great pitchers as well. So plus 140. I like the value with the Padres, but yeah, it's hard to argue against a juggernaut like the Dodgers. But what else are you looking at?
But did you see the thing for the Padres? Did you see Tatis in right field yesterday? He looked terrible. I know they get Bogarts, but Tatis in right field not looking too strong.
Yeah, but you know what? It's spring training. Just like when we see things in preseason for football, it's like when a team is like winning every preseason game, like, I don't know, the Ravens, and then look at how their season turns out. So it's like, you know, you got to take, yes, I didn't see that, but I hear what you're saying, but I take it with a grain of salt.
Yep. So next one I got for you is the Tampa Bay Rays plus 400 to win the division. And I know they got to beat the Yankees, but Fangraphs is actually has the Tampa Bay Rays projected war totals. They're fifth, trailing only the Yankees, Mets, Padres, and Braves. So Rays still have a ton of talent. They're going to get Tyler Glass now back this year. They still have Shane McClanahan. They still have Wander Franco and all those guys. So I just think at plus 400, I don't think the gap between the Yankees and the Rays is as big as that indicates. You know, you look at last year, the Yankees were the only team in that division to actually win the season series versus the Rays. And a lot of those games I lost on the Rays, but a lot of those games came down to one run, and the Rays were constantly shooting themselves in the foot by unforced errors. So if they clean that up this year, I think we'll see a Rays team get back to the top of that division.
I don't hate that. I think there's obviously good value at plus 400 for the Rays. And yeah, they got to get through the Yankees, and the Yankees did, you know, get Aaron Judge back, but I feel like Eat fans are unhappy with the management and the way that team has been running. So we'll have to see how far the Yankees go this way. So not mad at that. What else are you looking at?
And then obviously I saved the best for last, Katie. The Mets to win the World Series plus 800. It's not too early. You know, you said it's the way too early prediction.
Nah.
Katie, let me tell you, there's something different in the air out here in the tri-state, because the Mets, I said it last year and I kind of had some egg on my face. New York is the Mets city this year. Listen, Cohen opened up the checkbook. We got Kode Sengai. We got Francisco Lindor still. We got Pete Alonso. Yep. I know we lost DeGrom, but who cares? Who cares? We got Justin Verlander.
Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah,
but you got Verlander too, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got Scherzer, Verlander, and Kode Sengai. I mean, the top three. Mm-hmm. This is the Mets year. Plus 800. I love it. I'm sure come October, the Mets will be bounced in the first round and I'll be another angry Mets fan. But for right now, I get to live in this glory.
Yeah. And look, the preseason, especially when you've done all these big trades, it is the best time to be a fan. And yes, I would agree. There's something different in the air and it does feel like this is the Mets year. Now, are the Mets going to Met? That's what we don't know. That remains to be seen. But when you look at all of the pieces that they've added and really just even how good they were last year up until, you know, the very end, plus 800 does feel like a good futures bet to bank on. So I'm not mad at you for that. And look, I'm always thinking that the 49ers are going to win every single year. So I get it. I absolutely get it. Tis the season. Tis the time of the season for optimism and futures.
Yeah. And I mean, the 49ers got close. So maybe next year's your year. This year is my year.
Yeah. I hope it's both of our year. I hope it's both of our year.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Okay, time now to get into Mock's Locks. What are the two bets for today's slate? Can be over the weekend as well if you want to, Kenny, that you are locking in today. I will start things off. I'm going the Celtics team total. Over 119.5 is at -115. So the Celtics are laying like 11.5, depending on where you're looking at it or what time of the day this is, against the Nets tonight. Now, I stay away from double-digit spreads for favorites. If I think there's an underdog play here, I'll play it. I don't necessarily think that the Nets are going to get within that 11 points. So I'm staying off the side totally. But if you look at Boston's offense, you know, last year they were all about defense. They were the best defense in the NBA, and that really carried them a long way. This year, they've really been cooking on the offense. And if you look at their team totals, they're the second best this season on the over for their team totals at 21-11 over the last 10 games. They're actually 7-3 to the over on their team totals. And if you look at the Nets, they are bottom 10 in the league in terms of defensive rating and defensive efficiency. So to me, this seems like Celtics are going to ball out again. I'm not willing to lay the 11, but I do like them for their team total.
I like that. Which 22-11 they are?
21-11, yeah.
That's really good. I'm going to ride that one with you. I'm going to stick with the NBA, and I'm going to go with the Suns and the Chicago Bulls under 223. I feel like the number feels a little low. We did the show last week where you mentioned some of the teams who are like most profitable to the under, and the Bulls were one of them.
Yes.
And then I just feel like the Suns as well with Chris Paul usually tend to play at a slower pace, right? Like Chris Paul kind of slows things down, like a floor general out there. And it's one of those lines where I feel like people think the Suns are going to be one of these offensive juggernauts going forward now with like Durant and Devin Booker.
Yeah.
So I think the under is probably going to be a sharp play on their Suns games going forward.
I don't disagree with you on that one. And the Bulls defense is a top 10 defense. And I think that's why they've been so good to hit the under. So I don't hate that. I have kind of it's not complimentary, but I feel like we can both hit on this one. I am going to take Kevin Durant over his scoring prop. So it's at 21.5 right now. It's at -119. I didn't actually take the bet, but my thought process was to fade him over the 20.5 for his first game out because he was going to be on restricted minutes. And, you know, I thought there was going to be some time of adjustment for the offense to kind of fit KD into it. And he ended up getting 23 and he was only on 26 minutes. So He's only gone under this mark as well, like one time in the last 10 games. So you got to think they're going to increase his minutes a little bit. He already hit 23 in the last one. It's only gone up a point and a half at 21 and a half. He looked comfortable alongside his new teammates. I felt like they gelled very well. So for Kevin Durant to get 21 and a half, this is still pretty low to him because he was averaging a lot higher in the 30s, even or 29th to 31 before the injury. So I do like him over the 21 and a half, but I still think that we could hit this under for you.
Yeah, and I like that play on Durant too, especially when you look at who the Bulls have, like Pat Bev. He's probably going to be on either Booker or CP3, which is going to
force. How many teams has Pat Bev been on this year? can we like really? Because he was on the Lakers, right? And then he went to Orlando, and then I don't even know if he ever played in Orlando before he went to the Bulls. Like, what is happening?
It's Pat Bev. Everyone's, you know, it's funny because he. For someone who he's a very good player. So I don't want to like come off like he's like a slouch, but he's not a superstar. Right. But he gets talked about as if he's like LeBron James, Kevin Durant out there
because he runs his mouth. Yeah.
Note to self, just start running your mouth, Kenny. You'll get the media coverage.
Yes. Yes. Well, I think I've seen you run your mouth, Kenny. I think you do a pretty good job of it, but that's neither here nor there. What's another bet you like?
Again, this one's for tomorrow. So kind of like a little deja vu back to last Friday. There's no line out for it yet, but I don't care what the line is. I'm going Villanova. They're playing at home versus UConn. They're probably going to be anywhere from 3.5 point underdogs to 2 point favorites. The line will be somewhere in that window. Whatever it is, I'm taking it. I don't care. Villanova has to win. They need this game. And I think they'll be able to get the dub at home.
Oh my God, Kenny bets big. I don't care what the line is, hammering Villanova. I love that. You're so passionate about it that I might as well ride this one with you. All right, Kenny, thank you so much for breaking down March Madness for us, giving some futures for the MLB as well. We really appreciate it. This has been Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Happy Friday, everyone. Enjoy the weekend, and we will see you on Monday.